morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everyone. Once again, this is Apodman of Luntiang Agama Internet Radio, and tonight is July 18, 2023, and today is the night of the full moon. From June 18 to this day, July 18, we honor the Diwatang Mayari in our devotion. Some of you have been with us on the full moon and have witnessed how Diwatang Mayari have worked in our lives, especially to the Sambal people. And today is the new moon again, and we have to say our thanks to the Diwatang Mayari that she have blessed our life. And through her grace, we were able to welcome the following people in our shrine as Nabansagan, or being an individual who has received a new name, Mark, being Tanda, and recorded Tala in our ancestral book of life. Each one of you have been redeemed and reclaimed by the unified will of the councils of the Diwata, which at this moment we have enshrined 46 names of the Supreme Diwata and indigenous community that used to worship them before the colonization. From June 18 to July 18, Luntiang Agama is celebrating the people who were awakened, walked back to the path of our race through Nabansagan, and they are the following: Dayang Sidlan Laya of Apong Malyari, aka JL Umipi; Dayang Akit Biaya of Bathala, aka July Nyato; Kat Tinig Tagumpay of Malaon, aka Audrey Pinlang; Gat Walhati Tanyag of Gugurang, aka Sheena Tigli; Gat Kariblang Dakila of Gugurang, aka Leila Benbiahe; and Gat Riyama Nagsalad of Ampu Nagsalad, aka Maria Cristina Ifurong. And as the sunrise today in our homeland Philippines, the following people will be reclaimed and receive their new names from the Council of the Diwata, and they are April Yang, Maris Rocco, and Beatrice Palomina. And through the blessings of the Council of the Diwata, that they were gracious to our shrine, that they sent Christine Kundikao, an American Vietnamese, to learn our ways at Hilot Academy of Binabaylan, to make it as a stepping ground or pattern in developing Vietnamese indigenous spirituality, of which the current were mostly Chinese influence. This month, Diwatang Mayari have made me realize that we as Filipino people were very blessed that as Filipino in our homeland, we still speak our native languages compared to Mexico, which is our fellow who have been colonized with the same colonizer, which are the Spaniards. Once upon a time, our ancestor to speak Spanish, that many of our ways has been Hispanized. And when the Americans came, we learned how to speak English and balance it with our native language. But then, the Filipino mindset becomes whatever comes from America must be good. And that must be the reason some of you were there in the U.S., as most of your ancestors are veterans who fight for independence of our country. And as a consolation, they were given opportunity to access the privilege of being American themselves. Please, I might be wrong on this, but let me know how you have been there and become Filipino-American in the U.S. But despite of that fact, we are still thankful to our ancestors and to the Diwata that they have provided us a means to reconnect to our motherland and revive our own identity through Bansagan Talatanda ceremony. And this new moon, we can share to one another the things that we are grateful of, the wonderful things that had happened to us. Make a list of this wonderful news that had happened to you and offer it back to the Diwata. And another offering you could give to the Diwata are all of your regrets, frustration, and disappointment by listing it down on a separate paper. Let the Diwata handle those things for you, so that you will not be burdened anymore. The Diwata are powerful enough to transform it for you and return it to you as a favorable surprise. Offer to the Diwata the list of the favorable things that happened to you, so as the unfavorable things, by burning it. As you burn it, down, you are making yourself to live on a new slate, which allows you to have a new opportunity to accomplish new things. With that, I encourage you to make a declaration as a list, which will serve you as your daily guide. You can do like this by saying, this is just for an example, Apo Adman Agama, do declare that this new cycle of the moon from this day, July 18 to August 16, 2023, will become more healthy. I am stronger. I have endurance to finish the task and be prosperous. This is just an example, but I believe you can make a better declaration than that. Your declaration should be an affirmation of the things you want to accomplish in your life. As we welcome the new guiding Diwata for the whole month, we ask this blessing of accomplishment to our declaration. And the Diwata that came to us for this month is the Diwatang Sayum Ay Magat of the Buhid Mangyan tribe. We welcome Samui Ay Magat in our life and ask for blessing to come in our life. And this is all for now. I hope you like that this episode of our podcast here at Luntiang Agama Internet Radio. So if you have any questions, comment, kindly write it down on the box below. So until then, may you all blessed be peace. Mayari na, pag-asatin. Paalam.